on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The heart-wrenching death toll from the devastating floods in the Eastern Cape has climbed to 78.
I can confirm the figure has gone to 78 now. This means we are in a crisis, a real disaster beside the floods.
That's Gauteng Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa speaking to the SABC News. Heavy rains wreaked havoc in areas mainly in and around the provinces are Tambo and Amatole district municipalities this week, leaving around 10,000 people homeless. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he'll visit and meet with the flood-affected communities today.
I will be going there to go and see exactly how our people are suffering there and how we can console the families and how we can come up with assistant measures from a disaster point of view to give real support to ordinary people, those who have suffered this loss.
Meanwhile, the Public Servants Association says it's extremely concerned about the impact of the disaster. More than 60 people lost their lives in Mthatha. The PSA's Claude Naika says there's an urgent need for long-term investment in resilient infrastructure.
PSA calls on all spheres of government to deploy emergency services and humanitarian relief without delay, restore access to essential services such as clinics, schools, and government offices, and protect the safety and well-being of all frontline public servants and affected communities. Urgent infrastructure assessments should be conducted.
The National Consumer Commission has issued a nationwide recall for a batch of VW Polo and Taigo vehicles. It's over a defect in the front passenger airbag's gas generator. Volkswagen Group South Africa says the fault could impair the airbag's ability to provide full protection during deployment. The group says 142 Polos and 8 Taigo vehicles have been affected by the recall. Most of the cars were sold from December 2022, while the Taigos were made available for sale from January last year. Owners have been asked to deactivate the front passenger airbag and take their vehicles to any VWSA dealership for a check. And Israel's Air Force has carried out strikes on Iran. The IDF says it's carried out a preemptive and precise offensive, as it claims Tehran is advancing a secret program to build nuclear weapons. Defense forces say dozens of jets were used to hit military targets. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the assault is aimed at striking what he says is the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program.
If not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year. It could be within a few months, less than a year. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei says the attack has revealed what he calls Israel's vile nature. Tehran's vowed a strong response to the airstrike, saying they hit multiple areas across the country, including nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, oil prices have surged more than 12% after this morning's strikes, fueling fears of war in the crude-rich Middle East. Brent crude oil is at $75.52 a barrel. On the weather front back home, we've got a high of 21 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 23, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.